We set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all your petition. When you rejoice in what He has done for you, that He saved you and so on, then whatever petition you have, the Lord will fulfill them. Praise the Lord. Now, 21 of Psalm, verse 1. The king shall joy in that strength, O Lord. And in that salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? See, the king of Israel, the sweet psalmist of Israel, you know, say, I will rejoice. You know, he says, my strength. So when it's your strength, how can you not rejoice? We get discouraged when looking at our own strength. When faced with obstacles, we can clearly see the Lord being there for us. We're looking at ourselves when you are downcast. When you know it's your strength, how can you not rejoice? You know, you will rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 35. Many of them come from the psalmist, you know. You know, that man, he went through so much. You know, he knew about the Lord, you know. No matter what happened to him, he's always rejoicing. When he committed the most grievous thing that ever can be committed, he came out of it, you know. You know, I mean, can you imagine the king of Israel? Instead of going to war, in Israel, the commander go into the front of the battle. They don't sit at home. Here, King David and so on, where people are at war, right? Begin to look over his fence and see that woman Bathsheba, and you know what happened in there and so on like that, you know. And here came Nathan the prophet, you know, begin to make a parable unto him. You know, the stranger has a visitor, and instead of making a lamp out of his own thing, he went to a poor person who has only one lamp and took it for him as well. David said, well, that man is worthy of death, you know. Nathan said, you are that person, you know. But you know, being predestinated, he quickly repented. He said, I have sinned. See what I'm saying? On that soul. I never thought that I was sorry. But David, be predestinated, praise God. Mm-hmm. That's why that, you know, he came out of his praising God. Psalm 51, you can see what he said. You know, he said, take not the Holy Spirit from me. You need to begin to praise God. He said, talking about the salvation of the Lord. And take not the Holy Spirit from me. And God forgave him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And out of him came all this time. Even look at what he did in his own life and so on that, you know. And you know about how, you know, he was being chased about. He loved people really, you know, in the wilderness experience. Even people who were around him, 600 men went with him to we go with you, David. Praise God, you know. And he took care of them. You know, because he was, he knew the Lord so much and the Lord loved him so much, you know. And many times he had an opportunity to destroy his enemy. So he didn't do it, you know. Could have just taken the throne, he was waiting for God's timing. Praise God. Could have taken it by force and said, well, I have a chance. Now, cut off his head when he was sleeping. He didn't do it. No. Oh, he has regard for the Lord's anointed. Amen. You better have regard for other Christians. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will not put my hand forth unto the Lord's anointed. I don't care what he has done. Amen. Praise God. Amen. People are quick to judge this. Right? She did that. Oh, she did that. No. Don't do that. Amen. Leave judgment unto the end. Much more if you're a Christian. Better pray. Amen. If you see your brother fall and so on, if you're not seen a sin unto death, what do you do? Pray for him. Amen. Praise God. What is a sin unto death? Until somebody baptized the Holy Ghost. That is the only sin unto death. Amen. Don't, you can't pray for that. Praise God. In as much that brother or sister haven't blessed the Holy Ghost, no matter what she does, you can pray for that person. Amen. Bible says to praise the Lord Jesus. He said, I won't lay my hand upon the Lord's anointing. I don't care what he has done. He was anointed of the Lord, right? And he has made a mistake and so on, you know. And So he didn't kill him. So he was waiting for the God's timing. He will wait it out until God coming, right? I was behind the desert, taking care of my father's sheep. And while they were all there, they were being paraded before Samuel. I wasn't there. But God called me, right? And anointed me. Why am I going to be rushing right now? Sometimes we wait on the Lord a little bit, then we quickly go ahead of him. No. I will wait for the Lord's timing. So after all, that's why all these gracious words, you know, came to him, for all generations to come, you know, praise God. Anyway, God gave me all these things, but he had experience, and God gave those things, you know, he had this word of God for us and so on, talking about the salvation of the Lord. So, 35 of Psalm, verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, he shall rejoice in his salvation, he was saved from all kind of things, you know. At times you say, I was compassed about like this, my enemy, like they compassed me about like this, he will say, but the Lord said, you know, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Salvation and so of the Lord and so he was delivered from all kind of trouble. Isaiah 61 verse 10, talking about the salvation of the Lord. Rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. 61 of Isaiah verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Yes, rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornament, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. So, garments of salvation. We are rejoicing because God has given the garments of salvation. Praise the Lord. First and all, rejoice. See, rejoice in the Lord. In Luke 10, the Lord says so. He sent them two by two, the 70, two by two to every city where himself will come, right? And when they came, oh Lord, just what you told us. Even the devils, wow, such as to us in your name. Hear what the Lord said. Talking about rejoicing the salvation of the Lord, right? I want to finish with that one. In Luke 10:20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Rejoicing in the salvation of the Lord. The Lord kept it right there. David knew about this and so on, that you know. And the Lord himself called, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So many things for the Christian to rejoice about today. If you don't get your eye off them, and be worried about all the minor things that don't really won't matter in eternity, you know. And then you can be joyful in the Lord and so on. Rejoice in the word of God, amen. See, today is to rejoice. Just it's a simple one title. Rejoice. Rejoice in the word of the Lord. Psalm 119. Here comes David again. The man after God's own heart. Praise God. A type of the true elect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know. Here I say in Psalm 119, verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. No matter what he has, the word of God takes precedence. Amen. Praise God. Oh, no matter how much he reaches, the word of the Lord took precedence in his life. Amen. And hear this one, what he said about in 162 of the same chapter, or 119. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth a great spoil of all the wealth he hath. The word of God takes precedence. Praise God. Amen. So we should rejoice at the Lord's word. How much more today David could do that? How much more today? We have tongues. We have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. So great things to rejoice about. Rejoice at the word of the Lord. Even Jeremiah the prophet said this and so on, you know. 15:16. Thy words were found, see? And I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. We don't have enough joy because we don't read enough of God's word. Praise God. That's simple. Praise the Lord Jesus. No matter what confronts you, there is something in this Bible that will dispel all your fears, amen? That will take away all your sorrows. Praise God. It's a type of the book of life itself, you know? So that was my power to search it out, right? It is the honor, the glory of God to have a thing. It is the honor, honor of kings to search out a matter. Praise God. Search the scripture, the Bible says, amen. Praise God. God will search it. You have a part to play in this thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. You got a part to play. You search it. I'm giving you the word. Search it out. And you can see you got to have great joy in the Lord. So now, rejoice in the name of the Lord, amen. Yes, sir. Rejoice in his name. In Psalm, here comes David again. Psalm 89 by the Holy Ghost, right? He was so rich in God, right? You know, he wrote much of the Psalms. Not all of the Psalms, but he wrote much of them. 150 of them. He didn't write all of them, but he wrote most of them. We know that, you know. Now, Psalm 89, verse 16. In thy name, see, rejoice in the name of the Lord. Just because you are called by his name, right? So, David, even in those times, he knew this thing as well. In thy name shall they rejoice, prophesying now, all the day, you know. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Think about the name of the Lord, you know, and what you have today. In Proverbs, Proverbs 18:10. Solomon also, you know, the wisest man of his time and all that, you know. Hear what he said about the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Why won't I rejoice in that name? And the righteous runneth into it, and it is saved. Songs of Solomon, David, I mean, Solomon is talking now. 1:3. Because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Praise God. Yeah, the virgins and so on. You know, they love the name of the Lord, you see. You know, the parable of the virgin and so on, that you know. He said, I'm the root of Sharon. I'm the lily of the valley, the bride and the morning star. Amen. We love his name. Praise the Lord. We rejoice in his name. He is Alpha. Say, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. I'm the Almighty. I'm the root and the offspring of David. I created David. You know, I came through him to redeem my people. I came to him as a kinsman redeemer. Praise the Lord. And yet I created him. The mystery of God. Grace is the mystery of godliness. Praise the Lord Jesus. You can't find him out at all. And you, by searching God, find him out. Not one soul can do it. Praise the Lord. Only as he revealed himself. You know? So, blessed be his name. So, rejoice in his name. Now, see? John 14:13. And whatsoever... So, talking about his name now. So, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. You have to know how to use these things, right? You know, by reason, you know, of use, you exercise your spiritual senses. Amen? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. In all these things. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever, that will I do. See? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. Verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise God. See? Yeah. Rejoicing in the name of the Lord. In fact, you can spend a whole month talking about that name, both for the New Testament, and won't finish it. Now, John 16:23, one more about his name. Verily, verily, I say unto you, going to read, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And the next verse says, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. I always say this, when you're not happy and joyful, you're not really what the Lord wanted. He wants your joy to be full, amen? Amen. Set it forever and ever. When you are melancholy because of the affairs of this world, that's not the will of God, amen? Get out of that situation. Find his word, you know. There is something in his word that will lift you up out of that condition, amen? Yeah. You won't always be on the mountaintop all the time. Don't stay in the valley too long, though. Praise God. So the Lord is good. It's wonderful. So his name. So, now, let's leave that name and go somewhere. Rejoice in the expectation of the later rain. Amen?
Amen?
Especially in the days we are living in. Rejoice in the expectation of the later rain. You expect and rejoice in it. Joel 2:21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. Amen? He said, be glad then. 23. Joel 2:23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. And rejoice in the Lord, your God. Why? For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come for you without fail. Can't ask for you. The rain, the former rain, and the later rain in the first month is coming to end this age. Praise the Lord Jesus. Rejoice. Expect. When you are expecting the later rain, you're going to rejoice. You say, you commanded, you rejoice. You daughters of Zion. And in the Lord your God. Why? For he has given you. Yeah, we have been there. Thank God, we didn't do it by ourselves. He helped us. So, he has given you the former rain moderately. But rejoice now because if we do more than that, he will cause to come for you and me. The corner, not the rain. The former and the later rain in the first month. Well, so think about the later rain. You stay prayed in for that rain to come. Praise God. Like Elijah of old. He wasn't weary. You know, God had promised, you know, that rain will come again. Took him 7 times. He didn't give up. So James 5:7, let's talk a little bit about that later rain and so on. So first of all, Zechariah 10. So you stay praying now. You are in expectation, right? Say rejoice. We are going to rejoice while we are waiting for this. Rejoice because it's going to come. It will cause to come. The Bible says it will cause to come down. It won't fail. So Zechariah 10:1, you stay prayed up while we are waiting and trusting and expecting and rejoicing. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the later rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds. Can you see that shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. It's coming. See? So we thank God and it's going to come. James 5:7 now. On this later rain and things like that, you know. So, rejoice in expectation of the later rain. Because he promises James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. That literally is tied to the coming of the Lord, really. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it. Even the Lord himself is so patient, you know, until he receives the early and the later rain. Be it also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord dread nigh. So we are to rejoice. We are commanded to rejoice. You children of Zion and so on, you know. For the Lord will do great things. Yeah, we are saying give it the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for us the rain, the former and the later rain. So we continue, we stay in prayer. We are told, the Calaya told us, James said that you're praying, you also have patience, you know. Now, rejoice when persecuted, amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I said rejoice. Rejoice when persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that we live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Praise the Lord. Amen. So rejoice in persecution. Why did he tell us? The Lord himself in Matthew 5:12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. Praise God. Where in this day, persecution, it can be religious persecution, it can be persecution by people of the world, maybe on your job and things like that, you know, and whatever you do, you know, but that'd be great religious persecution and something like that, you know. Bible says even death past that, rejoice. That's what I'm saying, the new things, rejoice. So many things to rejoice about, you know. So Matthew 5:12 tells us that I rejoice. Now, rejoice when tempted. Well, I don't say that it's easy. We are told to do that and so on. Rejoice when tempted. 1 Peter 1:5. Now, he's talking about us here. You know, we are kept by the power of God. 1 Peter 1:5. We are kept or being kept by the power of God through faith now unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So I say you have to rejoice in temptation, right? Wherein he greatly rejoiced. You see that? Though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, through manifold temptations. Yeah, we are told to greatly rejoice, right? Now, you know what he's doing, you know? Whom having not seen, verse 8, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing. And ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. When you are tempted, that's not easy, right? But you know, I always say this one. If the Lord says so, my body is light and my yoke is easy. Amen. Praise God. That I always resolve that issue, you know. Where ordinarily you cannot even rejoice because of the circumstances around you. But I would say, well, the Lord says to do it. So, you know, and my body is light and my yoke is easy. Praise the Lord. So even in temptation and so on, we have to rejoice from that because of what is going to come. In 1 Peter 4:13, along the same line. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You know, encouraging us, you know. So even Paul said that we joy in tribulation. Praise the Lord. Oh, another man of character. I mean, almost like not like him in the old world outside of Christ, you know. You know, all the things he wrote us, I will read some of the things that he wrote by the Holy Ghost here. He wrote them in prison, amen? Praise the Lord. In the dungeon. At one time, he said, oh, when you are coming, bring the cloaks. Why? He was in the dungeon so cold in the time of Nero. Bring the cloaks. He was in the dungeon so cold and so on. That's why he said, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness, you know. See what he took to bring this world to us. But we didn't even go through a billion of what he's gone through. But he's been warned before. Oh, when they were saying, Lord, no, they were saying, Lord, this is the man who has been haunting us all over the place. Even now, he's on the way to Damascus and so on, by the order of the high priest. That's it, leave him alone. Yeah, I will show you what he will suffer for my name's sake. Praise the Lord. That's right. And the Lord was right, you know, and he suffered all those things and so on. You know what happened to him? Nero, they had to cut off his head, you know. And as it is said, they said they cut off his head, right? But right there, angels and so on welcome in. You know why he didn't care about that anymore? He been to the third heaven, amen. Praise the Lord. He has been to the third heaven before. He has seen what's unspeakable. Not even love to be uttered, amen. He didn't want to come back at all. Say, but for the next sake of that day, say, I will call. He said, I don't even know which one to do. Whether to just go away and just stay with Christ or stay here. He said, for your sake, I will stay here a little bit more. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So when the husband came and so on with the ass, it meant nothing to him. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My! He loved the Lord and so that you know. So we have, he gave us this things, this revelation and so that you know, so that we actually have the same joy. And we thank God that he was never selfish, really, you know. And he said, I finished my course. The time of my departure is nigh. He said, now I waited me a crown of glory. He said, not only for me, but all that love is appearing. Praise the Lord. See? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that's the man we're talking about right now, you know. He said, I'm a pattern for all who shall hereafter believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us walk in that. They believe for that of me as I follow Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Blessed be the glorious name of the Lord.
Amen.
So you see there, so he's writing to you, all this thing to you. He's writing from experience and from the Holy Ghost. So rejoice in persecution and so on. So he said with joy in tribulation, he said, and so on, that you know. So in temptation with joy, Brother Peter wrote here. So now rejoice in the help you have received from the Lord, and we will help you more. Praise
Amen.
God. So in Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices.
Hallelujah.
And with my song will I praise him.
Hallelujah.
Think of all the things that God has done for you. He has helped you. And rejoice in that.
Amen.
Don't let the present situation or whatever may be and also could be told you, cast you down. Amen?
Amen.
Bless you in the name of the Lord. It will help
Hallelujah.
You more. As we see now, Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my head, you see. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you have been my head, you know, in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice, you know. And so David said, and let me see here. And in Isaiah 41, so I'm saying that you are rejoicing what I've done for you. Then we are encouraged the book of Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That fairness is all over the Bible. You know, it has been preached before. Satan's A12 is fair. Amen. Praise the Lord. A12, one of the most dangerous tools that he has in there. You know, it's fear. Anything you want to do a new thing, the first thing comes to your mind, you bring a fear. Can I not? You know, bring that kind of fear there in there, you know. So, but Bible says God has not given us the spirit of bondage to fear again, but the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he says all the time, you have to just day by day walk your way through all this and some of that, you know. So the more you do it, by listening of you now, then you get perfect in it. Praise God. You know, so that's your, you know, your spiritual senses, the listening, and God will get to help you and so on. You know? So don't be afraid now.
Mm-hmm.
For verse 13 says, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help thee.
Amen.
See? Verse 14 says, fear not, thou art Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, say the Lord, and the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Praise God.
Amen.
Therefore, in Hebrews 13, so we can now say, when all is said and done, Hebrews 13, 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we all say the Lord is our helper. Now, let us rejoice when things don't seem to go our way. Amen. Praise the Lord. When things don't seem to be done, you know how to do, but you don't give up really. But don't seem to go your way. Let's see what Habakkuk 3:17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. I know those things, you know. And the fields shall eat no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yeah, what is it? Yes. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I will joy in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like the hind's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Praise the Lord. You know? So, and what we think, when we have done all we know how to do, and we continue to strive, what we think is working against us, God will make it to be it can be a blessing in disguise. Praise the Lord Jesus. So let us keep that in mind as we journey in this our pilgrimage, our day to day with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is much working for us than there is against us. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are money with us and are against us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. After the only one third of the angels fell, right? You've got 2/3. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So what are we fearing then? Let us just hold firm, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I am with you always to the end of the world. Now, Psalm 2. Let I will just read more of the different things, but rejoicing in the Lord. Psalm 2:11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. That fear is a holy fear. Praise God.
Amen.
Not the tormenting one. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Fear that is the Almighty. And you reference him. See? So, but otherwise, the other kind of fear, they have torment, right? Not the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. Praise the Lord. See, and Psalm 5:11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. See that? Let them ever shout for joy. Ever, the Bible says, ever shout for joy. We can do it. Not when we are happy. Not when things are going fine only. See, let them ever shout for joy. Because why? Thou defendest them. It's our defense. Amen. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Where Job learned it so much in Job 22:25. Yes, the Almighty shall be your defense. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Almighty shall be your defense. It's our defense. Psalm 9, verse 2. I'll be glad. I rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. He knew how to reference God, didn't he? And he taught all these things and so on. That we should walk in the same path of the Lord. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Praise God. He commanded you everywhere. Old and New Testament. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Psalm 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice, and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Psalm 68, verse 3. By the second part of it. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Not even just rejoice, exceedingly rejoice. Because we are God's own very children. He has made us righteous. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, So we have to shout for joy. Now, Psalm 68, verse 4. Verse 4, the next verse. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. See? Look at his almightiness, his greatness, he is in us. I say, I in you and you in me. The Bible tells us, I am the true vine and ye are the branches, So because of that, we rejoice greatly before him. Psalm 71:23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. And my soul, which thou hast redeemed, So she rejoice as he sang unto the Lord. Psalm 97, verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And all these scriptures, God put them there to show you the importance of rejoicing. He just scatters all over the Bible. They got from Deuteronomy, right? At the beginning, from Moses, begin to tell them, rejoice in every good thing the Lord has given you. That's how we began, right? And throughout the Bible, Psalm 98, verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. See, like a command, right? To God's children, you know. So, and Psalm 118:24. This is the one we know, right? This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I was writing this one. You can make every day like that, amen. You can wake up each person and say, this is the day the Lord has made, amen. I will just make up your mind, right? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. So that we forget, but when you remember this thing, that's how it will turn out, you know. So now, Psalm 149, verse 2. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. You see that? You know? So, and in Proverbs 28, verse 12. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. All right, me. When you are rejoicing, the glory of the Lord comes upon you. Amen. Praise God. Because it's commanded to rejoice, right?
Mm-hmm.
When righteous men rejoice, there is great glory. His glory will be upon you. Demons can't stand when you are praising God and rejoicing. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you make you melancholy. Don't you make you sorrowful. Don't you come and share in their sorrow, right? Because you know that the time is short, right? Don't you bring more people to damnation, I can say. But the Bible says we are planted in the palm of his hand, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be plucked from you from the sand. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep the joy of the Lord and rejoice. Because, wait, I will say to myself, where you don't even, I've been saying many reasons why we should rejoice, right? When you forget all of them, I will say, well, the Lord said to rejoice. That is more enough reason. Praise God. Amen and amen. See, so we see right there. So, and so great glory, you know. Ecclesiastes 3:22. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better, see, no, the wisest man of his time, than that a man should rejoice in his own works. For that is his portion, amen. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Rejoice in your work that God is doing through you. Whatever it is, praise God. You can't rejoice in that person's job or work or that, in the thing that the Lord is doing in your life. So that is great wisdom. Isaiah 65, verse 18. Be ye glad and rejoice forever. Old Testament scripture. Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, the Lord said. Look at the creation, you know. And let's say I need to think about the trees, right? As you see the plants around here, and wherever you go. Then the Lord said, as the rain cometh upon the earth, right? And he bringeth forth all these trees, all these plants, and even the snow. He said, so shall my word be in it, that come out of my mouth. It shall not return to me, but it shall accomplish the thing which I please, amen. When you see this plan, it means that every word of God which has spoken to you will come to pass, amen. Praise God. So look at nature. Bible says, look at nature. The thing which can even be known of God is made manifest in the creation, you know. And nature is teaching, it teaches about God. Anyway, so it says, nature rejoice. When you look at my creation, rejoice, you know. I said, that's not telling that idea, you know. So it says, be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. Now he's talking about something else. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing and a people a joy. See, when you see Israel, you rejoice. There's so much to rejoice when you look at Israel. You see God's faithfulness of the ages. Praise God. See, never fail them, no matter what, you know. When they say, scatter them, I will bring you back. He did it all the time. Praise God, you know. So it's a great example for us. Anyway, so Jeremiah 31:13. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. That's also prophetic too. I'm telling you that, you know. He will do it. Now, in finishing up here, Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Then Zechariah 2:10, he says, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For though I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Where? You see? So now, see in Zechariah 9:9, yeah, what he says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a ass and upon a colt, upon the colt, the foal of an ass. Now, that's a twofold prophecy that part of it has been fulfilled already. In the triumphant entry to Jerusalem, that is fulfilled, right? The king came and ride upon a colt, right? Right there. So, in that one, on Palm Sunday, that happened, right? But it's coming again for his people, both for the church first, and then it comes for Israel later, and things like that, you know. But the first part is fulfilled, riding upon a colt, upon a horse, and something like that, you know, on Palm Sunday. Anyway, so, and Hebrews, I'm finishing. Hebrews 12:22. So now, don't think daughter of Zion means just Israel. We are also, in a way, talking to us. There are two types of Zion. There is heavenly man Zion, that is actually Zion. So these are our own part now. So he's talking to us too. In Hebrews 12:22, yeah, he's talking to us. So you can't just say that is Israel. You don't know. That blessing belongs to the church too. In Hebrews 12:22, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. This is New Testament, right? The heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. So I'm reading that to show you that that promise I believe in Zechariah also pertains to the church, you know. So, and don't forget in Galatians 4:26 to really show you that this, that is the heavenly Jerusalem. It says in Galatians 4:26, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all Christians, right? So that's why I read that it belongs to us, the church too. Now, in finishing up here this morning, the command is it's simply one word, rejoice. And we can sit here all day long and not become, we won't finish it all. In John 14:28, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, see? Because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. So we rejoice about the coming of the Lord. Because he said, if I go away, in that chapter of John 14, verse 1, he said, if I go away, I will come again. You know, I come again. I receive you unto myself. Now, where I am, there you may be also. Why should we not rejoice? So he said, therefore, say you, because I'm going away, you will rejoice. Because you've been sorrowful disciples, I'm coming again. You will rejoice. See, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am, there you may be also. That can help us to explain Revelation 14, where it says, those who dwell with him, whithersoever he goeth. So we believe God for all these promises. For all these promises. Now, so in finishing up now, Bible says so in Philippians 3. See, now, finally, this morning, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, it's not grievous, but for you it is safe, you know. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. In Philippians 3, you see where I am? Verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. You see? So we are the circumcision that worship God in the Spirit and we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not when I have plenty of money. Not when my job is going smoothly. Thank God for that, you know. But you say rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. See? Reading from prison. This is one of the last letters that Paul wrote. Reading from prison and so on. You know, and he said rejoice. How much more we today should we be able to rejoice, you know? And he said, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Last two scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, Paul is talking to us by the Holy Ghost. Rejoice evermore. All those evermore things, you know, it means something. The Holy Ghost telling the church, he said, no matter what, rejoice evermore. Praise the Lord. Let no man see your joy. Not no circumstances or events. See your joy. Now, finally, in Revelation 19:7, that's my last scripture this morning. Let us be glad and rejoice. God commanded the church admonishing us. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The capstone of everything, the first fruit rapture. Now, that one there right there by the Holy Spirit, right there. The first fruit rapture. All the things we have been doing in Christendom, capstone in that particular first fruit rapturing of the church, you know. Let us be glad. If only that the Lord is coming soon, amen. If only because we are waiting his coming, so let us be glad. Let us be glad. For the marriage supper of the Lamb is come, and his wife made herself ready. Then he told him before he left, be also ready. But for you now, you think not? The Son of Man cometh, you know. So watch it therefore and pray always, you know, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We worship you, Lord. Your word is true, Lord. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Your word will not pass away. Admonishing us, Lord, O God, not to let anything in this world, O Lord God, to steal our joy, that no man should steal our crown in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bible says, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. We want to be covered with that glory every moment of the day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And this is the word out of the Lord's own mouth. That, and we believe the Lord's report. Say rejoice. No matter what, rejoice. Even the apostles say, even in tribulation, we rejoice. We glory in tribulation. Lord, we thank you this morning. As we go this morning, let the Holy Spirit break into our remembrance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Especially, you know, at that low time when we want to be in the valley and so on, that by your word will be quickened, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That our joy may really be full in the Lord Jesus. That is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for admonishing us this morning. Your word is true, Lord. And as we go, you put us in remembrance and we will expand them to us. We bless your name and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we commit the week to your hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, so Lord God, your angel has gone before us. You told us before that your presence has gone before us in this year. You gave us rest. We believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word will not return to you void, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever we lay our hand upon shall prosper. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are seeking God's kingdom first. Seeking for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. We the nations of the world are running around about. Lord, O God, thank you for your promise and for your word, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless and we worship. Thank you for your children everywhere, Lord, O Father. You know, O God, any place, anywhere where this wicked one tries to steal their joy, we pray for a complete restoration of the joy of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for blessing us this morning. Father, in Jesus' holy name, we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. So, where? We are the fellowship. We will just, if you have any prayer requests,